Assalamu alaikum, my dear listeners. Jazakallah for joining us again for Thursday's bedtime reading. As a recap, if listeners remember, we completed the reading of chapter 6, which was entitled The Proposal. In that chapter, we learned that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Khadija radhiyallahu anha had agreed to their marriage. We also learned that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's family and Khadija radhiyallahu anha's family had already met, and they were linked by the ancestor, their great forefather Qusay. So inshallah, we shall now move on to chapter 7, which is entitled The Wedding. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. A medley of sounds of boisterous chatter and traditional song emanated from Al-Attarin Ali on the morning of the heartwarming occasion. The two most beloved members of Banu Hashim and Banu As'ad were about to be joined together in matrimony, and even the birds seemed to sing with approval. The piquant smell of stewed camel meat wafted through the air, summoning the guests to the feast. Now, my dear listeners, piquant suggests that the food had the power to whet the appetite, so the aroma of the food being prepared, or had that had been prepared, must have been really amazing. Khadija's uncle and wali, Amr bin As'ad, her brother Amr ibn Khuwaylid, and her favourite nephew Hakim ibn Hizam, along with dozens of their clansmen, dressed in their most decorative turbans and elegant cloaks for the occasion. Even the penniless, their garments threadbare, and those who had not enjoyed meat for months, were invited to partake in the blessed meal. Waraka bin Nawfal, who was deep in conversation with the elders of the clan, conducted the formalities of the ceremony and was in particularly high spirits. A handsome dowry of 20 camels for Khadija was agreed upon. Abu Talib began an ardent speech about the virtues of the Quraysh and Banu Hashim, after which Khadija's uncle Amr stood up, facing the men of Banu Hashim, and declared, "All praise is due to Allah, who has indeed given us the status that Abu Talib has just mentioned, and raised us and you to be the foremost among the Arabs." Smiling radiantly, he continued, "None can deny your virtue among the Arabs. With you as my witnesses, O people of Quraysh, by the honourable name that we both share, I hereby wed Khadija, daughter of Khuwaylid, to Muhammad, son of Abdullah, and accept the amount mentioned as dowry for Khadija." "O Quraysh," replied Abu Talib giddily, his voice a higher pitch than usual, "witness too that we wed Muhammad, son of Abdullah, to Khadija, daughter of Khuwaylid. We confirm all that has been agreed and already mentioned." In a distant quarter of Makkah, someone else was discovering the news. "Abul Hakam! Oh, Abul Hakam! Have you heard?" Abul Hakam's young companion hurtled down some worn-out steps to the door of his house. "This better be good," scolded Abul Hakam, squinting and rubbing his sullen eyes as he opened the door. He had been rudely awakened from his sleep. "Khadija bint Khuwaylid has married Muhammad ibn Abdullah of Banu Hashim." "What? You lie!" Abu Hakam hissed, glowering fiercely. "But the shepherd boy has no wealth to his name." His companion shrugged his shoulders while trying to catch his breath. "Huh? Banu Hashim are bent on outdoing us," Abu Hakam muttered. He was smouldering like a flame, his eyes narrow and seething with envy. And with that, he turned away, slammed his door shut, and returned to bed. Back at the wedding, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's uncles, Abu Talib, Al-Abbas radiallahu anhu, and Hamza radiallahu anhu, laughed and embraced each other of Banu Hashim and Banu As'ad. Hamza radiallahu anhu, who was an accomplished hunter and was hardly ever seen without his bow and arrow, had left his quiver at home for the day. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's foster mother, Halima As-Sadiyah, had been especially invited, and she was given 40 goats as a gift from Khadija radiallahu anha. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, who was Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's closest friend, embraced his beloved comrade on the auspicious occasion, and together they enjoyed the delicious meal of meaty broth and barley bread. Khadija radiallahu anha's face beamed with radiance as her sister Hala and the other lady guests admired her gorgeous dress and bought her gifts. The exuberant singing and drumming rhythm of the duff permeated her house. For so long, Khadija radiallahu anha had gazed up at night at the terrifying black expanse of sky above her. Only a parasol of luminous stars kept her company. Some were merely a distant flicker, while others were so bright that they looked within reach. Now she was ready for a new beginning. She was ready to enjoy the view with her new husband, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah. So my dear listeners, we learned how the marriage of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Khadija radhiyallahu anha was met with such joy and such happiness by both the clans of Banu Hashim and Banu Asad. Inshallah, next week we shall continue to learn about this wonderful journey, learn how the mother of our nation became so revered, so loved, and so honoured. Now, inshallah, carrying as we have all been doing since we started this Thursday's bedtime reading, we shall remind ourselves of another hadith, inshallah, about the virtues of spending this evening. So this hadith says, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "If I possessed gold to the extent of Mount Uhud, I would not like to keep any of it with me for more than 3 days, except what I put aside for paying a debt." Now Mount Uhud is well known as the biggest mountain near Medina. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that if he had as much gold as the mountain of Uhud, he would like to give it away within 3 days, and would not like to keep any portion of it with himself. This is simply meant to convey that it will take at least 3 days to distribute that huge amount of gold. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a true love, true desire to also follow this great sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to give in charity, to give wholeheartedly, and to give with give us the ability to do the right thing for the sole purpose of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah, before we finish tonight's bedtime reading, like we've tried to remind our readers at all times, with tonight being the night of Thursday night, as also known as Shabi Jumma, the night of Friday in Islam, we try to encourage one another to recite and pass on as much durood to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to try and engage ourselves in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this can include praying Surah Al-Kahf, inshallah doing a lot of durood sharif, and always, like we always try to remind our listeners, always try to go to sleep, before going to sleep, always try to read the bedtime dua, which is Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. Jazakallah for tuning in again, my dear listeners. Until next Thursday, assalamu alaikum.